A first step today for Italy to put its debt crisis plan in action.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Now the global perspective on business and economics. A big vote is going on right now in Italy. In essence, a confidence vote for new Italian Prime Minister Mario Monti, who heads a new government to deal with Italy's part in the Eurozone crisis. Lawmakers are looking at a $43 billion package of cuts and reforms that would help restore confidence in Italy's economy. The BBC's Alan Johnston is in Rome, and he has more on that story. Hey, Alan.
Hi. Hello.
Is this new plan actually going to get Italy's debt problem under control, do you think?
Well, I guess if Mario Monti, the new prime minister, was here, he would tell you that it's a start, at least. There's a lot more restructuring that needs to go on. But he would say it's a beginning. Some, though, would argue that he started too tamely. Others would say that he needs to go more quickly, more rapidly. Still others, on the left of the political spectrum especially, have argued that this package of austerity measures is too hard on the poorest and the oldest Italians.
This all seems to be not just a test for Italy, but for the whole Eurozone pact, right?
Well, certainly Italy is on the front line of this really major Eurozone crisis. Italy is in as much danger as any country, perhaps, of being crushed by its weight of debt. And the money markets have looked at Italy and worried very much about its financial situation. And they have very much wanted to see the kind of austerity measures that we are beginning to see being introduced by this new government.
The BBC's Alan Johnston reporting from Rome. Alan, thank you.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Cheers, then.
And the ratings agency Fitch has slashed the credit scores of some of the world's biggest banks, among them Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, Barclays, and Deutsche Bank. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that story.
The big banks face a sea of troubles. The Eurozone debt crisis is just part of the problem. That's made it difficult for banks to borrow and therefore to lend in Europe. Then there's the slowing global economy. That means less activity and lower revenues for the banks. And piling on the agony, the regulators have tightened banking rules, making the business less profitable. Peter Thal Larsen of the financial website Breaking Views.
All those factors are kind of weighing on the big banks. That pushes up the cost of credit for banks and obviously also makes them more risky as far as the credit rating agencies are concerned.
But the backlash against the credit rating agencies continues to grow. They stand accused of being part of the problem of worsening the downturn with their downgrades. A prominent Swiss economist says companies and countries should be able to sue the agencies for damages. When countries and companies suffer a cut in their credit rating, they can lose billions of dollars. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global markets are mostly flat right now. Europe's pretty much flat, even at this point. Asian shares rose by an average of 0.75% today, though. Looks like Congress has reached some kind of agreement on a spending plan that would avoid a government shutdown. Lawmakers are also looking at a deal to extend for a year the payroll tax cut, but could settle for a 2-month extension while negotiations continue. Wall Street yesterday, markets added just a little. The Dow tacked on 45 points to end the day at 11,868.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering Pop Money, a way to pay other people online by sending an email or text. Learn more at allybank.com. And by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Today is the day thousands of stores are waiving their shipping fees in an effort to get you to browse and spend money at their shops online. Retail sales on the web this holiday season are up 15% over last year. And as Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports, retailers are doing whatever they can to bring them all to you.
Ben Dominich is watching the History Channel at his house in Mount Vernon, Virginia.
Larry the Cable Guy on History.
He's also shopping.
Get her done!
And there's a Cable Guy Get Her Done shirt for $24.95.
and I Love This Country t-shirt in olive for $24.95.
Dominich passed on the t-shirts, but he could have bought them through his Verizon Fios TV with his remote. Sucharita Mulperu is with Forrester Research. She says mobile shopping is expected to bring in $6 billion this year. Still, just a slice of e-commerce, but a growing one.
People have more devices, they want to have the convenience, and it's easy.
You've probably seen those square black and white codes. They're called QR codes popping up everywhere. They allow smartphone users to buy products with a swipe. In November, Sears and Kmart rolled out shopping walls with QR codes in airports and movie theaters so people could buy toys on their way to a plane or to the popcorn counter. Benjamin Kennedy is with the ad agency Integer Group.
Mobile has in effect made traditional media, which was very passive, an interactive experience that can prompt a sale, you know, via a mobile device.
But Kennedy says the everywhere mall still has a long way to go. Credit card info is a pain to enter on your phone. Connection speeds can be slow. And just to use a QR code, sometimes you have to download an app.
Which really, really puts that consumer off and makes it harder for that marketer to engage them at a future date.
All of that may have something to do with the fact that Sears told me in an email the company is phasing out its shopping walls well before the end of the holiday season. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Hey, check out the next Marketplace with Kai Rizdahl later today as we delve into the world of holiday retail from a busy outlet mall. And finally, talk show host Ellen DeGeneres and wife Portia de Rossi are reportedly developing a vegan pet food line. Animal advocates say dogs are better able than cats to adapt to a completely meat-free diet. But you know, this canine's not going to be down with the new veggie fare.
Yummy, crunchy, bacon, bacon, bacon! There in that bag!
Who wants a bacon strip?
Me! I get it myself, but I don't have thumbs!
I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
You want to know the biggest concept in retail today? It's called discount as the new normal.
Everything is on sale. It's Christmas time. So, like, we quit 20 years ago retailing.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, a special retail show live from the Outlet Mall. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.